This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
8:45, quarter till 9. I remember when I was in high school back in the 90s. 2, 3, 4. I can remember seeing in the civics book gerrymander and learning about the term and seeing the picture of the district as it was drawn and being surprised that it went back to 1812 in Massachusetts. The Boston Gazette was the first to issue a cartoon and call it gerrymandering when it comes to manipulating districts, which is kind of what's going on in Texas today, or maybe that's what they're trying to avoid doing. Justin Buechler joins us now, an associate professor of political science at Case Western Reserve University. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. For people that, you know, I get texts from somebody every morning that is all riled up about what's going on in Texas and thinks it's something new. Talk about the history, as I was for a moment ago, of gerrymandering, please, and how it is not anything new in this country at all.
Well, sure. I mean, if you actually want to go back to Massachusetts, it goes back to Governor Elbridge Gerry, and the family pronunciation was Gerry. So if we wanted to go back that far, we would pronounce it gerrymandering, and I always tell my students that. But it really does go back pretty far.
Where does the mander part from? Because I think that's interesting as well.
I'm sorry, repeat that?
The mander part?
Yeah, the Nander part. So the observation is there was a district that a cartoonist looked at and said, this district looks like a salamander. Mm-hmm. And it was drawn by Governor Elbridge Gerry. So it's not a salamander. It's a gerrymander.
That was in 1812. Just to be clear for people listening, that was in 1812.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the origin of the term. And it's come to mean the process of drawing district lines for any kind of political purpose or advantage. And there are a lot of ways to do it. There's a long history to this. The basic issue for partisanship is that the primary determinant of vote choice is partisanship. And that means that if you give one party a disproportionate advantage in one district, that party is going to win the district. And the thing that you can do if you're drawing district lines in a sneaky way is a strategy called a pack and crack, which means that you take your opponent's partisan voters and you pack them really inefficiently into a small number of districts. And then you give yourself a relatively efficient majority in as many districts as you can, cracking the rest of the opposing party's voters. So you take the opposing party's voters and you put them into like 80% majority districts in as few districts as they can fit. And then you give yourself a thin majority, like 60% majority, in as many districts as you can create. And you give yourself as many districts as you can possibly win. And that's how you create what's called a partisan gerrymander. And there's a long history of this.
Let's talk about the law and what the law says, because we're talking about state legislators or state legislatures, either way, that design these districts that determine federal representation, correct?
Correct. So as far as what the law says, the Constitution doesn't really say much of anything. Basically, what the Constitution says is that each state gets a number of representatives to the House of Representatives based on population. And it wasn't even really until a couple of Supreme Court cases in the 1960s that the Supreme Court said that House districts had to be of equal population. So there were a couple of court cases beginning with Baker v. Carr that ruled that House districts had to have equal population. Before that, you would have wild disproportionalities in district population. But basically, the only real constitutional requirement so that districts have to have equal population, and we do that according to the census, and then they have to be, the technical term is contiguous, which means you have to be able to get from any part of a district to any part of a district without leaving the district unless there's an actual literal island.
That's so as a result of the Supreme Court ruling in this, when was that?
No, so the equal population requirement is from a Supreme Court ruling called Baker v. Carr, okay. And that was about 60 years ago.
Gotcha.
And contiguity has always been a requirement. Other than that, you can basically do whatever you want. So we had a couple of court cases that bubbled up into the system a few years ago in which some plaintiffs tried to get the Supreme Court to rule that a partisan gerrymander was unconstitutional, and the Supreme Court refused to say that a partisan gerrymander was unconstitutional. So as long as districts have equal population and they are contiguous, you can do whatever you want.
Let me take a break. I want to talk about timing on this in Texas when we come back. We're talking about what's happening in Texas with legislators heading to Ohio to avoid voting. Then, now New York and other states are saying, well, California, Missouri, if they're going to do it, then we're going to do it. And this is going on. The census happens every 10 years. This is 2025. It's called mid-decade redraws. I don't know how often those occur or not, but we'll continue to talk with Justin Buechler when we come back, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University. 851 9 till 9 traffic, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're talking about what's 857, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about what's going on in Texas with Justin Buechler, our friend, associate professor of political science at Case Western Reserve University. So, professor, I'm a golfer, okay, so I go by the rules, and I even raise my child that way. It's like, well, these are the rules, and they have consequences, so you can either play by the rules or not. Is the legislature in Texas playing by the rules?
Well, in a sense, everybody is playing by the worst rules available, and that includes the Republicans and Democrats, because it is technically within the rules to redraw the lines within the decade. You're allowed to do that. It's not against the rules, but it's also technically not against the rules. You can leave the state and deny a quorum and thus shut the legislature down. That's kind of within the rules, too.
And to be clear, this started as a special session to address the flood, correct? And then Governor Abbott said, while we're here, let's go ahead and, right? He made the call for the session. Am I wrong there or not?
Yeah, and that was sort of at the urging of President Trump, and they figured that they might be able to get five more seats for the U.S. House of Representatives. And I'll note that Texas did this before. I mean, Texas is actually the state that got this started in the same way. So, I mean, Hollywood does remakes. Texas is doing a remake because in 2003, for the first time in a long time, Republicans got control of the legislature, which they had not had for a long time because of the Democratic South. And they tried to do a mid-decade redistricting. Democrats did not have the votes to defeat the plan, so the Democrats in the state legislature fled the state to try to stop the redistricting plan. It didn't work then. It's probably not going to work now, but we've seen this exact sequence of events play out in Texas, and Texas's attempt to do that was what started this I guess we could call it a fad now, and we're seeing it again. So in a sense, it's within the rules for Republicans to do what they're doing, and Democrats are trying to deny a quorum because the quorum is also a rule. So
a flood in Texas could ultimately change the political future of the entire country. Accurate?
Yeah, it's possible.
There you go. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Justin Buechler, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University. We're in the hurricane season. We come back. We're talking about some testing an LSU professor has done with a wind tunnel to help maybe fortify houses against future storms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.